Blog Talk Radio.
Hit me. How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
There's no one.
He saw the best in me. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight that he saw the best in me. I guess I'm the only one got this testimony. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time, one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
everyone
else around me
can only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walks you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
when everyone else around me can only see the worst in me.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, see, he is mine, and I am. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Help me sing it.
Yeah, girl.
Said that he is mine.
He's mine.
I'm his.
Said
it doesn't matter what I did.
Doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me for who
he
I am.
He only sees
yeah.
me for to anything. Said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell him one more time. What did he see? He saw the best. When mama said you would never be nothing. When aunties and uncles said that you'd never amount to anything. When daddy didn't come home anymore. He didn't look at you and say that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you and what did he see? What did he see?
He saw the best.
Is there anybody here tonight that's so very thankful that God did not write you off, that he did not throw you away, that he picked you up?
And I'm his. It doesn't matter what I did, but he only sees me who I am. Ooh, Lord, yeah. He's mine and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did, he only sees me. I am. Sing it one time. We're going to go past it. He is mine. Oh, oh, oh.
He's mine. And I
am. Ooh.
It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me for who I am.
And the reason why he sees me for who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
And I'm
it doesn't matter what I need.
It doesn't matter what I see.
He only sees me.
He only sees me for who I am.
He saw the best.
He saw the best.
Lift your hands wherever you are and let the church
hey.
left the church
saying,
all we needed was a word from the Lord. We've got it, Lord. Let the church say, let the church say, amen. Oh, I need you to say it. When your dream's about to die, knowing that God is not a man, he just can't lie. In spite of what the devil does.
Good, bad, the ugly, great, and small.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am your host, none other than Apostle-elect Donnell Douglas, and along with me is none other than Pastor-elect Kashima Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God. It's what we do on a day-to-day basis, and let me tell you guys, we're just excited about what God has to say in this hour, in this time with us on today. We wanted to say thank you guys so very much for your continued support, continuing to connect and share and call in and to be a part of what God is doing right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Today is Word Wisdom Wednesday, Word and Wisdom Wednesday. Listen, guys, we're just excited about how God has took out the time to just bless us and keep us and protect us and help us on our way on today. And remember, guys, remember that number to call in is 563-999-3628. Again, that number again is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to be connected to the host to be able to speak and share your testimony. Maybe you guys want prayer, or maybe you will just share how the broadcast is blessing you. We will be glad to allow you that time to share on this morning. Also, guys, also, we want to make sure that we acknowledge those countries that are listening in. We also want to make sure that we share our scripture and our prayer on this morning. So if you would just lend me your hearts for a moment as we speak to the Father. Gracious and eternal God, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your wisdom. We thank you for your power and your continued love that guides and meets us on every hand. Father, we thank you for the covering and recovering of our life right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, thank you for strength, health, and life. God, we thank you for all things being made well in our life right now. God, we thank you for covering our minds, our hearts, and our spirits on today as we go forward in this work that we're doing on today. Father, we pray that you would bless what we're doing. God, we pray that you would bless this assignment that you have given to us to do. God, that we'll continue in the strength and in the fight of it. God, to continue to trust you even though our situation and circumstances may not be the way we would desire for them to be. But God, we're trusting you and believing and understanding that you are in that place of preparing and repairing in our life right now. God, and we give your name glory, honor, dominion, and power. Father, we pray for those that are under the sound of our voice. We pray you would strengthen them on every hand. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. And the body of Christ said, amen. Amen. Listen, we're going to also make sure that we want to make sure that we acknowledge our country. Thank you guys again, as always, all of our missionaries and apostles and pastors that are out that are doing this great work, especially in these rural countries. You guys see what's going on in Afghanistan. You guys see what's going on in Canada. You guys see what's going on around the world and how the gospel of Jesus Christ has been taken pretty much for granted is the only way I can describe it. People of God, has been taken for granted. But I want to make sure that you guys know that we here at the Worldwide Gospel Connection, we're going to keep on preaching the good. We're going to keep on preaching the infallible, unchangeable word that he said, and this is his words that he spoke. He said, before one jot or one tittle of his word pass away, this world shall pass away. This world will turn into dust before one jot, one tittle of his word pass away. So we're going to continue to preach this gospel across this country. We understand that right now it is what's needed. It is what's needed. This is not a game. This is not something that we're just doing just to do. This is actually, we're actually in the midst of trying to make sure that God's word is continued. And we thank those that are out doing what they do. All of you guys that have put your hand to the plow and have not taken it down, we thank you so much. We thank you for not taking down in this season I don't even know what this, I can't even describe it. I don't even have a description for it. But yes, we want to make sure that we acknowledge you guys. The United States, we have Canada, Brazil, we have Zimbabwe, we have Nigeria, we have South Africa, we have Ghana, we have Kenya, we have Jamaica, we have Germany, we have Russia, we have Bulgaria, Hong Kong, China, we have the United Kingdom, and we also have Mexico. And again, guys, thank you so very much Thank you so very much for your continued connection, your continued love, your continued support, your continued hand that is on this pulse of this radio station that you guys are continuing to share and like and proceed to do what you do. Our scripture for this morning will be coming from the book of Isaiah 54. Isaiah 54. And I'm going to read to you guys from the version that I've been reading. It's the New Century Version. It's called the New Century Version. And it simply says this: so no weapon that is used against you will defeat you. You will show that those who speak against you are wrong. Those are the good things my servant receives. Their victory comes from me, saith the Lord. Their victory comes from me, saith the Lord. That is Isaiah 54 and 17. That's our verse of the day. And again, guys, we thank you so very much. We ask that you continue to listen in and be a part of what God is doing right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we will be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Is there anybody in here that's been through anything? that you almost threw in the towel. But when you look back over your life, you realize I made it. Is there anybody in here that knows that you made it? I made it. 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 So glad I made it.
So glad I made it.
The devil is a liar.
So glad I made it.
I said the devil is a liar.
I made it.
I made it.
You. I made it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So if you see me cry, it's just a sign that I'm still alive. Got some scars, but I'm still alive. In spite of calamity, he still has a plan for me, and it's working for my good. Oh yeah, I said it's working for my good. Sometimes I don't understand it. It's working for my good. So yeah, I made it.
Amen, 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 amen. I intentionally played that song just now because today is one of those days where I'm literally in a place to where I feel like I have to speak life over me. One of the things that I found out is that if I'm no good to myself, ladies and gentlemen, I am no good for you. If I'm no good for myself, if I'm in a place to where I'm stretched beyond who I comprehend to know who I am and what I'm going through, the storms of life that rage gets a little out of control and out of hand. And I don't deal with them effectively. I'm no good to you. So Isaiah 54 and 17 was an unintentionally scripture that was picked. I read the New Century Version, but I wanted to read the King James Version. I wanted to read the King James Version. And King James Version reads like this. It says, "No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and the righteousness is of me, saith the Lord." The righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. I want to take out a few moments. I don't have a title. I don't have content. I don't have a text. I just want to speak from my heart on this morning. Today we would be celebrating my dad's birthday. In this last past year, I have lost a cousin, my father,
two uncles and some cousins in another state. I've lost some cousins there. And then on top of that, I'm dealing with my own personal battle. And as the enemy is doing his job, he is on his job, he attempted to attack me in that area, all that's going on. There is a great struggle that's going on with me personally and emotionally and spiritually and physically. But what I've learned is the enemy, listen to this very well and very clear, that these are nothing but the devices of the enemy. He will attempt to attack you in these personable places. He will attempt to attack you in your spiritual growth, your spiritual acknowledgement, your spiritual strength, your spiritual ability to encourage others. He will attack you. He will attack you mentally. He will even attack you physically. But what I've learned is this, is that no matter what weapon he forms, it can't prosper. Now, I want to be clear and let you know that does not mean that it won't hurt. That does not mean that it won't sting, or it don't mean that it won't hit its target, it won't hit its mark. It says no weapon formed against you shall prosper. It never said that the weapon itself would never be formed. It never said that the plots and the plans of the enemy of forming this weapon, it did not say that he would not, what's the word I'm looking for, Lord? It would not be aimed in your direction. He didn't never say that you wouldn't hear the bowstrings pull back. It never said that you would never hear the weapon flying through the air. It said it won't prosper. And see, this is the thing that we have to realize, people of God, and what God began to show me in this revelation is that even though the weapon has been formed, even though the weapon has been fired, even though the weapon has hit its target, it shall not prosper, but there are going to be some side effects. Oh, who am I helping this morning? There's going to be some side effects. There's going to be some things that you will deal with simply because the enemy's desire is to get you to be frustrated and get you to be off your game and off your prayer life and off your reading of your scripture and off your meditation on his word and off your trusting in him. If he can get you to focus on the building and the firing of the weapon and the hitting of the target and the pain that comes with the target, with him hitting his mark, if he can get you to be frustrated and filled with tears and filled with pain and filled with frustration and filled with anger and filled with a place that where you don't understand and filled with a place where you're confused and filled with a place where everything around you seems like it's falling apart, I stopped by this morning to give you a bit of good news and some ointment for the pain, that no matter where you find yourself as people of God, God has already formed and set up and designed for you to overcome. He said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Then he tells us this, all things work together. Come on here. For the people who are called according to his purpose. If you got, you got to realize this weapon that has been formed and fired and hit you where it's hit you and caused as much pain as it's caused is simply because you got a call on your life. That call, God, I told you, I'm just encouraging myself. Can I just talk to me for a minute? You got a call on your life. There's an assignment that's attached to you. And because this assignment that's attached to you, the enemy wants to get you frustrated, angry enough to throw in the towel and say, I don't want to do it no more. He wants you to get so upset and so off your game and so irritated and agitated in this place that if you give up now, if you give up now, if you come on here and let me help you real quick, if you give up now, watch what he did to Jesus after Jesus had been in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights. After Jesus had been through the trauma of not being able to eat and drink for 40 days and 40 nights, and he came out, Satan immediately came, come on here, can I help you today? When your assignment has purpose, the devil never stops trying to attack you. He'll never stop trying to come against your life. He'll always be waiting at the front door, waiting for you to come out of, watch this here, your place of meditation, your place of trusting God, your place of calling on the name of Jesus, your place, come on here, your place of meditation, agitation, and working the spirit. The enemy is sitting on the outside waiting for you to come in, come out. Now watch this here. Watch this here. Watch. I ain't got long. I ain't going to deal with it too long. I'm just going to tap on it for a little bit. Watch this here. When Jesus came out of the wilderness, Satan took him up on the pinnacle. When he took him up on the pinnacle, he told him, he said, if you bow down and worship me now, listen, if you worship me now, if you do this thing that I'm telling you to do, if you call me Lord, if you call me Master, I'll give you all of this. Can I put a pin right here? Can I give you something right up in here? Don't get caught up in the lights. Don't get caught up in the bright lights. They look good. They sound good. My God, today, they sound good. They look good. It's a good opportunity. But if it makes you compromise, if it makes you compromise, God help me right up in here. If it makes you compromise who you are and what your call is, that might be a sign that you might need to say no thank you. Respectfully, I decline. I appreciate the opportunity, but my assignment that I got, ladies, and oh, God, help me up in this little section, right up in here. The assignment that's attached to me right now I got to keep pressing. Took him up on the pinnacle, showed him. He said, if you worship me, I give you all of this. Jesus clapped back. He said, get thee behind me, Satan. Then he turns and he said, cast yourself down from up here. He says that if throw yourself down, he said, there's an angel that will bind you up, that you, if you even dash your foot up against the stone. Watch the text. Satan knows the word. He knows the whereabouts of the scripture. Because watch this. He got agents assigned to manipulate the world. Oh, God, Lord, help me right up in here. They see, he got people that's attempting to manipulate you. Come on. He got folk that's trying to manipulate you. You know how it is. It sounds like the word. It looks like the word. But the spirit, oh, God, you better get me in trouble. But the spirit behind it is all wrong. Spirit behind it is all wrong. But what I want you to understand is don't ever compromise who you are. Watch. To subside the pain. Don't ever compromise who you are to subside the pain. I'm going to go clinically with you. I'm not a doctor. My profession is not a nurse. My profession is not in the medical field. But what I've learned is in some of the painful things that I've experienced in my body, pain gives you, oh God, it gives you a gauge of what you could take. And after a while, it becomes necessary for you to do what they call pain management. In other words, you ain't got to always take a pill to deal with the pain. You could deal with the pain, oh God, because you know how to manage what you're in. The enemy's desire is to make you respond out of the pain. He wants you to respond out of the weapon hitting you and causing a wound. And when he causes the wound, what he does is, even though the weapon hit and the wound is there, we pull that thing out of us, but we still got a wound. Watch the text, people of God. Let me help you real quick. You got the wound there, and because you got the wound, now here comes Satan. He comes along, and he tries to work the wound. He'll come and throw salt in the wound. You know, Peter said, I saw them twice. So there's thornness in my side, in my flesh. But he said, my grace is sufficient. Sometimes, people of God, we have got to learn how to just manage the pain. And learn, come on here, preacher, you better mess them up with this one, and learn from your pain. They can say what they want to say about you. They go, because watch here, whether we say something or not, there's going to be something that's, come on, I'm going to get in trouble, but I don't even care. Listen, there's always going to be something that's said, whether you do something good, or whether you do something bad, it's something going to be said. Listen, if truth be told, can I just be honest engine this morning? Can I be the honest engine in the room? Honest Indian or Indian in the room? Listen, watch this here. Even your good that you do, they'll speak evil of. The Bible says don't let your good be evil spoken of. But see, that only comes when you're doing good and then you falter and you move into a place to where, watch this here, all the good you've been doing, you done messed around there and let the pain call God, you finna mess them up with this one. You done let the pain, you done start speaking out of the pain. Y'all remember the man at the pool of Bethesda? He didn't speak. He didn't speak out of him wanting to be healed. He spoke out of his pain. He said, "Every time I tried to go, every time I tried to get into the water, man, somebody come here, let me help you. Every time I tried to get to the water, I saw the angel coming down. I was headed toward the water, and somebody jumped in the water before me. What you mean? Do I want to be here? I've been here for 38 years, sir." 38, count them, consecutive years, 38, I ain't missed a day, 38 years, what do you mean do I want to be healed, what do you mean do I want to be delivered, what do you mean do I come on here, watch this here, he spoke out of his pain. And a lot of times, people of God, that's where our biggest issue is, we speak out of our pain. That's a dangerous place, is to speak out of your pain. Not out of your possibility, but you speak out of your pain. Not out of your healing, not out of your deliverance, not out of your call, not out of your assignment, but you speak out of your pain. And that's the worst place to be, is to speak out of your pain. A painful place. The weapon hit. The weapon hurts. The weapon causes you to be frustrated, causes you to be angry. Then it causes you to doubt if you really want to be here. Do you really want to deal with this? Do I have the capability, ability to survive this? Can I overcome this? And I'm just going to be honest with you. We have to be careful in our places of pain, people of God, because people will mistake. I'm going to get in trouble, but hey, I'm already out there. People will mistake our silence. They will mistake our not addressing, they'll mistake us not seeing, they'll mistake us not believing and trusting, they'll mistake us not comprehending and understanding what is going on the outside of for us not being prepared or ready for the assignment, the transition. They'll mistake us for that place. Not knowing, listen to me real careful, not knowing that we're trying to process what just happened. And because we're not responding like they think we should respond, they create a false narrative around us. I'm going to say that one more time. Because they can't figure you out, because they can't gauge you, they create a false narrative. Because you're not telling all your business, because you're not willing to speak in this hurtful place, you just want to be able to talk to God and allow God to process you through it, they create a false narrative. Because you have decided not to go into isolation, but to isolate yourself from among them so you can get your bearings, they're going to create a false narrative. Because you decided that you were not going to allow any more hurt and pain to come in until you got finished with this, they create a false, oh, come on, they create a false narrative. Because you desire not to be caught into the foolishness of what's going on, because you already got your own stuff to deal with, they create a false narrative. They create for you. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. They create for you a false place, an unreal place, because what they want to do, truth be told, is make you feel like you can't overcome it. You can't survive it. You were never equipped to be here. You were never designed for the fight. You were one of the weak ones in the battle. Not knowing that among them, you're the strongest one out of all of them. You just happen to be going through something. Because you'd have been hit. Not once. Not twice. Not three times. But multiple times. On multiple different occasions. Sometimes by the same person. Sometimes by the people that you thought that loved you. Sometimes by the people that you thought you cared about. Hurtful. It's painful. It's frustrating. And if we're not careful, people of God, we will become an innocent victim of our own demise. I'm going to say that again. If you're not careful, you will become a victim of your own demise. So as I close this intimate conversation with you, don't let weapons, issues, circumstances, and situations make you miss what God has called you to. Yes, the weapon will be armed. Yes, the weapon will hit its target. Yes, the weapon will be painful. Sometimes the weapon will make you feel like you're about to die. Trust that your labor, ladies and gentlemen, the work that you're doing is not in vain. Continue to keep your head toward heaven. And know that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we can ask or think. Just continue to trust in Him. And He will promise you. He will direct your path. He'll direct your path.
Only thing you have to do is let him know that you need him. Let him know that you need him. Let him know that you need him. And he'll make a way out of no way. Amen. God bless you. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Ho! Brothers and sisters, I want to welcome you back to life.
Show me your face. Fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid. Fill me with you. My world needs you right now.
Show me your face. Fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape.
Bring with it a sound that points us to you right now. Erase substitutes right now. Fix what I see. And God, please fix me. Let us see you right now. My world needs you.
Why I'm not ashamed to say.
matters with you.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over.
Amen, 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 amen. Listen, God bless you. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and being a part of today's broadcast. Remember, guys, those of you all that would like to share on this morning what they gift of giving, you can do so by going into your Cash App. Your Cash App is WGC 2020. Also, you can go to your Zelle, and that Zelle is 832-816-7997. You can also go to your PayPal, and that's paypal.me/ Worldwide TC. Again, that's paypal.me/worldwide TC. Either one of those ways that you could also give to the broadcast. Those of you all that are looking for a church home, please make sure that you follow us as well on our Facebook page for our virtual Bible study and virtual church services that we do on Tuesdays and on Sundays, Tuesdays at 7:15 and on Sundays at 10:30. Please make sure that you guys connect with us and be a part of what God is doing right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We love you so much. We appreciate you. And ask that you guys would continue to support and be a part of what God is doing. Those of you all who would like to give your life to Christ on this morning, you could do so as we pray this simple prayer. And then we will speak this scripture, Romans 10:9, that says, if you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. So we want to give you that opportunity. So we're going to pray. Seven will all draw our prayer, ladies and gentlemen, but we want you to receive salvation, and simply just by receiving it, by saying, I receive it. So let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for these that are under the sound of our voice, those that are desiring right now, God, to give their life. Father, we pray today, God, that you would touch them in a special way. Them, give them, strengthen them, encourage them, empower them. God, let them know that even in this, that you are God and you are God all by yourself. And beside you, there is no other. Father, we pray right now that you would give them strength to be able to overcome and withstand whatever the enemy has presented to them and for them in this hour. God, your word says in Romans 10:9, that they confess with their mouth and believe in their heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, they will be saved. So, Father, we speak that over their lives. Those that desire to receive you now. Those that have not, God, we pray that you would give them the grace, God, to continue, God, and your graces until that time. God, but let them know that there's an urgency that they need to put a rush on getting into that right place with you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. We're going to give you three real quick keys. One, get you a really good Bible. Two, get you a church home. Again, we are the pastors of the Abba House International. You can connect with us on our social medias that I mentioned to you. And also remember to make sure that the man and woman of God that is teaching and preaching the word, their life lined up with what they're preaching and teaching. Amen. Amen. We thank you guys so much. We love you. We appreciate you. And we look forward to you guys joining us again for our next broadcast time. Thank you. God bless you. We'll talk with you guys real soon.
Molly, let's go get him.
Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. For that love that'll never change. Give me that, give me that, give me that, give me that. Give me that power to walk away.
Yeah.
When another God wants to take your place.
That's so
as much of you as I can take.
Whoa.
Give me that, give me that.
Oh-oh. Anybody ready?
Oh-oh.
Ready for his glory?
Oh-oh.
If you are sick of a life.
Uh-oh.
Let me tell you the story.
Uh-oh.
Every place that's dark,
uh-oh,
he will bring it to light.
Uh-oh.
Hypocritical hearts, backsliders, liars, time to get right.
Uh-oh.
See, I include myself.